I'm in the WRTI Performance Studio with Maria Keisler. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Maria is here because she is performing the opening concert, classical concert, at Woodmere Art Museum, Music at Woodmere, on Saturday. It's an all Chopin program, and she's here to perform some works for us. The first one is not Chopin. Take it away, Maria. That was not Chopin, though.
Definitely not. Yes.
So why would you start a program about Chopin with Paderewski?
Yes, this was a piece, a very famous piece by Jan Ignat Paderewski, who was a Polish pianist and a composer. And there are many reasons why there's a great connection to Chopin and to piano music. He was the famous editor of the Polish edition of all Chopin's piano works, and it's still used up to, you know, today, sort of as the pianist's Bible, Chopin Bible edition. And so he, yeah, it edited all the works. He was also probably, arguably, one of the most, if not the most famous pianist in the United States in the beginning of the 1900s. And you know, he played, you know, just tons and tons of concerts in the United States, promoting Chopin's music. His style was very, you know, like sometimes a little bit, maybe a little bit over the top, romantic in that style. He himself was a prolific composer, but only basically this minuet is the last one that kind of, or the only one that stays in the repertoire.
Wow, so it is a great introduction to Chopin. It's a demonstration of Chopin's legacy.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're just joining us, we are live in the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Susan Lewis with Maria Keisler, playing works to get us in the mood for her All Chopin program at the mm-hmm. Woodmere Art Museum this Saturday. Now, Maria, you were born in Finland.
I was.
And you started playing piano at 3. Mm-hmm. When did you decide to make this your career?
Well, as a matter of fact, I started playing publicly already at age 5. So it was kind of, you know, just mm-hmm. it was fate. And I like to say that I didn't choose music, but music sort of chose me. So I didn't have really any say in the matter. So, and I'm still playing, you know.
But you were a Philadelphian now. You came to the United States in 1987,
yes, I came here, yeah, over 30 years ago. My gosh, it's been so long already. As a very young adult, and I had no intentions of staying here. I was only going to be here for a few months, and I had gotten all my degrees already in Finland at the Sibelius Academy, and also I had gone to the St. Petersburg Conservatory in Russia. And then I had heard about this great teacher in Philadelphia, Susan Starr, and she, I ended up being with her for probably almost 5 years, and she was a great, great teacher for me and a fantastic performer.
Wow. Well, we're glad to have you here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What is the next work you're playing for us?
Mm-hmm. I'll play a Chopin Polonaise, one of the lesser-known Polonaises, but you can still hear the Polonaise rhythm there and whatnot and all kinds of, you know, other things there.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Thank you.
That was beautiful as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Susan Lewis here with Maria Kaisla, who is playing works from Chopin and Paderewski. I was thinking as you were playing, Chopin is one of those composers whose name is so recognizable to so many people beyond the classical music world. Probably anyone who's ever taken a piano lesson knows Chopin. What does Chopin mean to you in your life as a pianist?
It means sort of like everything to me, and I think it should, and it does to like the humankind also. It should mean everything because it runs the entire gamut of the human experience. It has, you know, drama. It has sentimentality. It has hope. It has despair. All these human emotions come so clearly through these gorgeous melodies that he's able to write, and harmony changes, and the form, whether he writes small works, short works like we're hearing today, or bigger works. And he's a real master of also the long form, by the way. So it means everything to me that way, because, you know, you can run through the entire, like, universe. My first piano teacher used to say that, oh, every masterpiece feels or has the entire universe in it. And back as a little kid, I was like, you know, what does he mean? I don't understand that. But it really is so that, you know, one can really get into this type of music. It's you have, you know, your whole universe there is contained. So that's what that means.
Well, it's interesting because you are involved in so many things beyond just playing the piano. You've gotten a lot of awards from Finland for promoting Finnish culture in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I understand we were talking earlier and you said that you've also been artistic director of musical series in Philadelphia, yeah, which combine genres. Mm-hmm. So what is the connection between all of these genres, and what is the relationship between jazz and classical and... Well, R&B.
Well, music is music, no matter what the genre is. You know, I mean, all music is valid and gorgeous and important. And then we just have our personal preferences, what we like to listen to or what we like to play. I personally like to play classical music, although I can improvise. I play, you know, very easily by ear. I learn songs very, very easily, you know, pop songs, and I can come up with all kinds of pop tunes on my own and all that, but I like the challenge of classical music personally. But, you know, I admire jazz players, you know, enormously, and I oftentimes I watch also popular performers, you know, pop music performers on stage and how good they are at delivering their music. So, yeah, and when I get a chance to produce and do projects holding, you know, concert series of various kinds, I like to combine genres if possible, because I want to bring everybody together and not sort of like force feed, you know, certain type of genre for people who might have not heard it before.
So you're introducing one form of music to an audience that may not have heard it before. And it's expanding the audience for all of them.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. When they come to, let's say they come to listen to R&B, and then in the same series, there's a classical concert, then, you know, they get exposed that way, too. So
that's great.
Sneaking, you know, that in. Mm-hmm.
OK, so what is the next piece you'll play for us today?
I'll play a waltz by Chopin, because the dance rhythms were so important to him in polonaises and waltzes. Of course, these waltzes are not to be danced per se, because they're stylized waltzes, and this is one of the slower ones. But again, that also has, you know, a whole bunch of beautiful melodies and harmonies and different sections, and he just weaves them beautifully together, as always. Thank you.
you're just joining us, I'm Susan Lewis here with Maria Keisler, and that was a beautiful Chopin waltz.
Oh, thank you. Yes, they're all just so gorgeous. You know, such gorgeous music. Yeah.
And you said it wasn't to dance to, but you could sort of dance in your seat to that.
Oh yeah. But of course, you know, like I said, they're a little bit stylized in the stylized form, but that's what art music is. You know, it's contained, you know, self-contained. You know, doesn't need anything. Anything else?
And your bio is so interesting because you are a teacher, a performer, mm-hmm. a cultural advocate. What does that mean?
Well, I think we all, you know, we can never have enough culture, you know, and cultural education, I think, should be mandatory in schools, you know, to understand about music, about art, and to be able to make art and to make music. I think it's so important that kids should be exposed to this, and also when you play, eventually when you play with others or sing with others, that's like teamwork par excellence. I mean, it can't get more intense than that when you're, you know, you have to do your best in order for you to shine and for the others to shine. If, you know, if you're not taking each other into consideration all the time when you're, you know, in this musical, you know, team. And then, of course, when you're studying, let's say, the piano or any instrument, the rhythms, the form, the melodies, the harmonies, and the architecture of the piece, it all comes into play, no pun intended, you know, all together. And therefore, since all of these elements are integrated, that shows and that teaches a child how to integrate different things and that therefore develop your you know, brain function and your, you know, abstract ability to think.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because you also lecture on music and memory. Mm-hmm. And your interests outside music include history, quantum mechanics, and animal welfare.
Yes.
So could you talk a little bit about how those interests inform your music?
Mm. Well, the quantum mechanics, I know it's a little out there. but yeah, so I'm very interested in, you know, space and time and you know, kind of like, why are we here? What is this all about? And music seems to be, at least to me, it's the most interesting and sort of like easiest way to get into that exploration of what space is all about, what time is all about, and especially when we play music, we can control time 100%. You know, suddenly time stops being, you know, that clock, 24-hour clock, but you can make time go faster, you can make it stop, you can make it go slower. You have total control over it, and you sort of, you're outside of that conventional time, I mean, which is a mental construct anyway, you know, that when we have, you know, this 24-hour clock. And then how sound travels in space and how we can create our universe, you know, through that space. I mean, it would be a long conversation. We could have, you know, hours and hours long conversation about that. But so I think about that kind of like all the time when I'm playing and working, is that how can I create you know, that universe, you know, through and study the space and time as a concept, you know, through music.
Because it seems as if, as we were talking earlier, about music is not something separate from life, it embodies life in different ways.
Oh, it does. It does for sure. And it reflects. I think sometimes I go to as far in music and in the instrument that I like to say that I use music and the instrument only as a means to actually convey something else and convey a human experience. And I think that that's what compositions are really all about, and that's what we should be looking for in music, you know, the human experience, what it is. So even, I know this sounds a little extreme, but I think that sometimes even the instrument and the notes are like subsidiary or secondary to the actual feeling and the emotion that we get from any given piece, no matter who the composer. It doesn't have to be this highly emotional, you know, Chopin or Rachmaninoff, who, you know, they really knew how to get to us like on a quickly, you know, like non-intellectual level, mm-hmm. you know, that one doesn't have to think about it too much and it all appeals to you very quickly. But I think that that's what the ultimate goal of music is, to try to go to the emotion and not to play a nice tune, that's only the surface. It's like, oh, beautiful tune. But there's like so much more to it than that.
It really puts you in a different place
as a
listener. Too, and I'm sure as a performer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. That's a given. That's
right.
A given. Yes. Yeah.
So, what is your last piece today?
I will play the C sharp minor Nocturne, a very famous piece that anybody who has ever studied piano, even a little bit, would have played probably this piece. So I wanted to share it with your audiences today. Thank you.
That was wonderful. I love the way that music makes you feel. After the hustle and bustle of the holidays, and now we're all getting back to January 2019, but it makes you feel peaceful and calm, and it really puts you in the moment.
Yeah. And it takes you. I always say to our audiences that I like to be their spiritual travel agent to take them anywhere they want to. So, you know, if music speaks differently to all of us. So we can, you know, as performers, we can just present the music and then let that take the audience individually, audience members individually, wherever the music takes them.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners that Maria will be open Woodmere's Classical Music Series this Saturday at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That's music at Woodmere.
Yes.
With an all Chopin program. And we've been delighted to have you here in the WRTI Performance Studio. Mario's latest CD is called Embracing Beauty, which has music by Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, Chopin, and many more.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hope to see you again soon.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time.